Mary Engish. It's Saturday, March 30th, which means you're listening to a special weekend edition of the podcast featuring the Capitol Recap. Coming up, breaking down Democratic spending proposals in Montpelier and why they have Democrats worried. We're 3 months into the 2024 legislative session, and Montpelier has become the front line of an ideological battle over the role of state government. Democrats in the House of Representatives have approved 3 bills that would raise taxes and fees in Vermont by more than $130 million a year. And Republican Governor Phil Scott is sounding the alarm.
It's safe to say I'm confused with the direction the legislature is going.
On this week's edition of the Capitol Recap, reporter Pete Hirschfeld joined host Mitch Wortlieb to walk us through Democrats' spending bills and to explain why Republicans think they pose such a threat to Vermont's economy.
So, Pete, House lawmakers approved 3 big spending bills this week. What sorts of initiatives would the legislation fund, and how do Democrats want to pay for it?
The new spending is being directed at 3 of the top priorities that Democratic leadership identified at the beginning of the session, and that's housing, healthcare, and public safety. Specifically, we're talking about things like increased funding for nursing homes that are dealing with revenue and workforce shortages, boosting health subsidies for low-income seniors. We're talking about increasing staff in courts and prosecutors' offices in order to work through a backlog of criminal cases. And notably, we're talking about $50 million a year in ongoing funding for affordable housing and for temporary shelter for people experiencing homelessness. House Speaker Jill Krawinski says existing revenue streams won't provide enough money to meet the pressing needs of vulnerable Vermonters. And she says that means lawmakers need to raise taxes in order to pay for it.
People are stressed about housing costs. They're stressed about issues around public safety, the cost of healthcare going up. We're hearing this, and we need to act, and we need to have a plan.
All of this costs money, though, Mitch. $131 million, to be exact. House Democrats say working-class residents cannot afford a heavier tax burden than they're shouldering right now, and so their proposed tax increases go after high earners and corporations instead. The legislation would create a new tax bracket for incomes over $500,000. That alone would raise about $73 million a year. There's also an increase in the corporate income tax. And finally, there's an increase in the property transfer tax, which means anyone buying a property worth more than $600,000 would be subject to a higher tax rate when they purchase that home or land or business.
Well, as we heard at the top, Governor Phil Scott is expressing his concerns about the direction Democrats are heading in here. What is the argument from Republicans against these proposed tax increases?
It's tough to overstate the contempt, really, that Republicans have for the approach that Democrats are taking. And you can hear that, Mitch, in the portion of a speech that House Minority Leader Patty McCoy gave at a press conference in the State House this week.
The supermajority is off the rails and out of control, and Vermonters have had enough.
So here's what Republicans are concerned about. The proposed increase in corporate taxes, if enacted into law, would give Vermont the distinction of having the highest top marginal corporate income tax rate in the nation. This new bracket for high earners for personal income would give Vermont the second highest top marginal income tax rate in the country, behind only California. Republicans say these new tax hikes will make those folks think, you know what? Maybe I don't want to live in Vermont anymore, or maybe I'll live here for 5 months and 29 days and domicile my income in a friendlier tax jurisdiction. Republicans say Montpelier has a spending problem, not a revenue problem, and that Democrats are, in Patty McCoy's telling, off the rails and out of control. And they say turning Vermont into one of the highest tax states in the country is totally at odds with a strategy to draw wealth and economic activity into the state.
Well, I have to wonder where all this is headed, Pete. I mean, is the Senate on board with the House tax bills? And how do you see this playing out as we barrel toward the end of the session?
Senate President Pro Tem Phil Baruth says there's no appetite in the Senate for the level of new spending coming out of the House. But he says the Senate will likely be inclined to approve a more measured, targeted revenue bill to accommodate some new spending, especially on public safety. But the endgame for Phil Scott in the Republican caucus isn't the end of the legislative session. It's Election Day in November. They think voters are going to rebel against these tax proposals, and they want to capitalize on that moment. The GOP has performed woefully in recent election cycles. Patty McCoy and Phil Scott say that's going to change. They say they're recruiting top-notch candidates to challenge competitive House seats. And Phil Scott says he's taking a very hands-on approach to this process.
I've talked with people who have approached me about running, and they're viable candidates, and they're not all Republicans.
That Phil Scott is getting involved at this level is a significant development. The Republican Party has shown almost no ability to capitalize on Democrats' perceived political weaknesses, in the recent past at least, and it's led to a dynamic in which Democrats can use their supermajorities to pass bills no matter how the Republican governor feels about them. We're going to find out in November, Mitch, whether the GOP finally has the juice to reclaim enough seats in the legislature to restore the power of the governor's veto pen and force Democrats to the bargaining table when it comes to budget and tax issues.
That was Vermont Public reporter Pete Hirschfeld speaking to host Mitch Wortlieb. And head over to vermontpublic.org to sign up for our weekly Capital Recap newsletter to keep tabs on all the news from our team of reporters in the State House. Thanks for listening to The Frequency today. Our executive producer is Kevin Trevelin, and our music is by Blue Dot Sessions. Talk to you next week.